This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It's another cool opportunity, another hour of conversation. Thursday, the 14th of June, is a day to celebrate. Always celebration time here on the DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, and the trending stories at the moment. That honor of listing some of them belongs to Victoria Keelan.
Sylvester Stallone is in the news this morning, not for a good reason, though. The Los Angeles District Attorney's Office is reviewing a sex crime against him that was reported in Santa Monica at the police department in November of last year. And the alleged incident actually wasn't from last year. It goes back to the 1990s. And, Stallone's lawyer says it's outrageous and that it was a consensual relationship between Stallone and this woman in the 1980s. And, but now, apparently, California in 2016 ended a statute of limitations on some sex crimes, including rape and forcible sodomy and molestation. So that's why we're seeing a lot of these things that happened in the 90s and the 80s and things like that. That's why they're coming out now, along with the Me Too movement. So, of course, his lawyer says that he is looking forward to defending himself, but I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more about that. But it's...
But you, if somebody was charged you with that, would you look forward...
To defending my name?
You hear that all the time. You'd look forward to it. I'd be embarrassed or I'd be...
not getting charged. But,
yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know.
It does seem to be something that lawyers kind of, like, a crutch.
Yeah, looking
forward
to that.
They fall back on saying, clearing his name. I would certainly want to clear my name, though. I don't, you're right.
Oh,
I wouldn't look forward. I wouldn't buy myself an ice cream cone on the way to court, but, you know,
Come by the EC Farm ice cream bus you can get.
The ice cream bus. Yes. All right. In other news, Elon Musk is in the news for a good reason. His Boring Company, which is the company that has gotten some patents for digging a tunnel in Los Angeles, well, in the meantime, they've actually just won a bid to build a high-speed express train to Chicago's O'Hare International Airport, which will connect O'Hare to downtown Chicago. This was a contest, actually, that Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago, opened up last year, and a lot of different companies put in bids for it, but the Boring Company won, and the aim is that it takes no more than 20 minutes from downtown to O'Hare, and apparently the proposal that Elon Musk put forward was the winning bid, and it's also, he also beat out the firm that did London's Heathrow Terminal, which has been under development for a while, and so it's kind of interesting that he doesn't necessarily have experience doing this yet, but the fact that his bid and his proposal seemed better than what other companies, you know, with experience building airport terminal transportation had is kind of impressive. So once again, Elon Musk is carving out a whole new niche for himself beyond Tesla.
Hip hip hooray, Elon Musk. An interesting name. Ever think about what's in a name? Jennifer Horn. Where do those letters come together? Jennifer and or Victoria
Dudley.
Dudley. Yeah, right, exactly. It's, or in certain circumstances, the names I don't know what to make of. Here's a mother named Portia Owens. Have you heard the story about her?
No.
Mm-mm.
She was preparing to take her children, ages 3 to 8, to a summer daycare program, and a youngster approached her, and this person's name has not been released because they have a policy of not doing that, which I don't fault them. He pulled up his shirt to cover his face, demanded the keys to the car, her purse, and then he shot her. The kids are in the car. He takes the kids out of the car and he drives away with the with the car. They've issued warrants against this youngster. You think about all the stuff. And then I think to myself, is this a good story to tell on the air? And I go back and forth. You all know how I go back and forth. My conscious decisions to decide, my conscious decision, yeah, to tell a story like that when some people think it gives others ideas. It just... what I find is, and the reason I tell that story, there's a brazenness, there's an entitlement, there's a feeling among kids who become numb to violence. They just want, and then they just take. I think you find that with some older people as well, but kids, teenagers, in many circumstances today, far many more than when I was a kid, feel entitled. They don't think they have to do anything. They don't have to work. They don't have to go to school. They just sit or they stew because they may or may not have things that others do. And some people think it's social media that creates these environments where people think they ought to have something. They should be as well off as the next person, or their life should be the same. It amazes me how much of this sort of thing goes on. It really does. Maybe in lesser degrees, people taking things, going into the drugstore and stealing things. It's just the amount of shoplifting. This is one of the least well-covered items in the news. The amount of shoplifting going on in our country today is higher than it has ever been. Now, some say it's because there are more people in the country. I'm talking about in terms of percentages, not actual numbers. And so the people that own... especially local merchants report these things all the time. This person came in and stole something, food or...
The worst thing in California is that we reclassified theft to be a misdemeanor instead of a felony if it's under $900.
Really?
So one of the phenomenons in California is that criminals are actually entering stores with calculators and stealing up to $900 worth of stuff before they take off, so that it's just a misdemeanor if they get caught.
Isn't that something, huh?
I know.
That's the entitlement stuff. And what do you do if you're a parent of someone who's a teenager? Is it that much more difficult today? People say, well, it's because mothers and fathers have to work, and it's the economy, and what? No, it's what you want for your life. It is the choices that you make. They're more often than not, people who work. How many cars do they have? How many TV sets do they have? Not that it's anybody's business, but you make decisions. You make a decision to pay attention to things or to people. We become numb about people. I really believe that, and have thought it for some time. Just the way people drive, kids driving. And so yesterday I'm driving my tractor down the street to go from one field to another, and it's about 6 o'clock, I actually didn't have anything on the back of the tractor. It was just the tractor itself. And we have a narrow, windy country road. That's where I live. And this kid, who couldn't have been 18, gets behind me, and there's traffic coming the other way, so I'm going about 17, 18 miles an hour. Tractor can go maybe 20, 22 miles an hour. And it's a 25-mile-an-hour speed limit on the road. This kid gets behind me, and he just blows the horn. Turn around, looked at him. He gave me the finger, and then when he gets to a point, I don't stop. I don't normally stop, and I wouldn't especially stop under that circumstance to let him go by. But it's just the expectation. Get the hell off the road. This is my road. It's not yours. You shouldn't even be here. And so where that develops, I don't know, but I'd say you got to look in the mirror if you're a parent, a kid that has a problem like that. I don't know where else you go. Kara, did you ever grow up around, you're the youngest one here, grow up around anybody like that? Did you go to school with anybody like that? Have anybody like that in your life now?
Not in my life now, I don't think, but I think everyone grows up with someone like that. I don't necessarily think it's an age thing. I'm sure there are privileged teenagers who grow up and think that you know, the whole road is theirs and everyone who's going slower than them should get off. But I also encounter plenty of older people on the highway every day who are texting and on their phones and who are angry and who throw, you know, I just saw a couple trucks on the highway the other day with two guys who must have been in their 40s or 50s or maybe older. One of them went to merge, didn't realize someone else was there, then realized a truck was there and stopped trying to get in the other lane, but the other truck was already mad about it, honked at him, pulled up next to him, gave him the finger, did some other stuff, and I was like, let me just drive away so I'm not anywhere near this. Yeah. But I just think it depends on your personality. I don't really think it depends. Maybe it starts when you're younger and you just stay like that your whole life, but there are plenty of people out there like that.
Personalities changing because of various influences? Are things really... I'll tell you, I think people are a lot different now than they were
maybe, but I also think personalities must have been like that years ago if there are adults who are like that now.
I think you're right, but not in the quantity that there are now. Everybody, not everybody, scratch that. So many people feel like they're entitled to have this, that. You hear that, you know, that guy's driving a nice car. I should have a nice car.
Well, maybe, but I think we're also prone to looking at other generations much differently than we look at our own. I think we just judge them differently. So everyone, it's easy to look at other people and say, look at this generation sucks, and look at the way that they act, and I don't know. I think that we don't look at the people our age the same way, and I don't know if it's because we don't want to judge ourselves that same way, or if we're just blind to it, or what. But I think people act badly all across all generations.
No question about that. I'm not suggesting that they don't, but there's a certain sense of entitlement. Jennifer, you haven't weighed in on this.
Well, I think that, I don't know if it's about generations for me. I just, not to sound, because I tend to be optimistic, but I guess I agree with the ladies that there are just junky people in all generations. And I think what people are missing is a shred of empathy these days. I think everybody is so uber focused on themselves and their own reality that they don't take a second to think about anybody else and what they're going through. And I don't think that's just a millennial thing. I think that's just an everyone thing. I think we have to take a step out from ourselves.
So what's the kid who's, the young kid behind me blowing his horn, giving me the finger, what's he going through?
No, I'm saying he should be thinking about what you're going through. He obviously was unaware that your tractor was incapable of going any faster. And so for me, the reason that he's beeping the horn is that he thinks you are purposely going slow to try to slow him down.
And that's because he doesn't know anything about farming and agriculture.
That's right. Yep. That's what I'm saying. If he had put himself in your shoes for a second, or if he had thought about the situation and stepped outside of himself, he probably wouldn't have behaved in the same way.
Interesting. Okay, good. Thorough conversation. Let me introduce you to the world record pillow fight. My Pillow comes up with more ways of getting attention. How many people do you know who are entering the Guinness World Record for the world's largest pillow fight? And that was something that took place last month. And now the standard is clear. The pillow record is on the books, so they're celebrating at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, you can save over 50% on the premium pillows, 50% on the mattress toppers, 50% on the mattresses themselves, pillowcases, financing's available. You get it. All the details are at MyPillow.com. You save 50%. That's right. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, as an example. But you go on the website, and you can see all the things. The pillow is made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. My Pillow, made in the U.S. of A. My Pillow, the standard for pillows across the country, if not across the world. Stop tossing and turning. When what?
And for pillow fights.
Yes, pillow fights. Hooray! MyPillow.com, promo code DJV, get you all the bargains. See the story about how they won. They had the world record for the largest pillow fight. Using My Pillows. Check it out at MyPillow.com, 21 after the hour.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Yes to today, Thursday the 14th, Flag Day, Celebration Day. It's always a time to celebrate, as I said earlier. Feel good about the day today. Let's go back to yesterday just for a moment. Those thrilling days of yesterday. Yesterday was not that far back. I remember what I watched on television last night, an old episode of Law and Order from 2006.
Oh, God. Oh, pretty good. So exciting.
It was. I like seeing.
Old. I'll even let you tell us how it ended at this point.
It ended badly for the bad guy, tell you that.
Always. Well, Always. Karen and I watched something new last night, if we want to talk about that's not 12 years
old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gordon Ramsay's new show is called 24 Hours to Hell and Back. And if you like Gordon Ramsay, it's vintage Gordon Ramsay. And if you liked Kitchen Nightmares and Hotel Hell and some of the shows that he did, it's like that. But he's got 24 hours to turn around an entire restaurant, and he used to have a week. And so it's really cool. They've got multiple camera angles, and you really see how his crew goes in and updates the restaurant, decorates it while he does the menu with his chefs and everything. It's really, I thought it was a very cool reboot of Kitchen Nightmares, and it's a lot faster paced, and I'm looking forward to it. It's great summer viewing.
It was
episode one was last night.
Yeah, it was really interesting, and I actually find it really sweet because Gordon Ramsay has, you know, everyone thinks about him and they think he's, you know, he's kind of a jerk, he's mean to everybody, but he's actually very sweet when you see how he interacts with all these other people. There was a teenage daughter there, and he was very sweet with her and didn't want her to have to deal with all the family drama that was going on that he was dealing with. So, yeah, it was just a really nice thing to watch on a Wednesday night.
All right. So we have two. Jennifer, you got anything to add to the...
I watched an episode of X on the Beach from last week. What's that?
X on the Beach? What is that? Yeah.
It's amazing. It's on MTV, and they take mostly people from reality shows, and they put them on an island, or I think it's Hawaii. They put them in a house, and then they bring in their exes. So you've got people co-mingling with each other, then their exes come in, and then they might mingle with their exes, or maybe they hate their exes, and they blow up. It's very exciting. It's like junk food for the brain.
Really? All right, mm-hmm. So there you go. What are you going to watch tonight? What do you think is good,
well,
worthy of your attention?
Well, there's a new episode of X on the Beach tonight, so mm-hmm. I'll be watching on MTV. It's a double. It's my favorite night of the week on MTV, actually. You've got Jersey Shore, which Woo-hoo! Is new, The Family Vacation, followed by X on the Beach. So those are two new shows if you need a little junk food viewing that you can check out tonight. NBC has a new episode of Little Big Shots with Steve Harvey. You love him, Dougie.
I do.
He's on at 8 o'clock, followed by two back-to-back episodes of the sitcom Marlon, which is returning for the summer. This will be the last season of Marlon. That's with Marlon Wayans. And there was an original season last year. This will be the second and final season for the show at 9 o'clock and 9:30. On Fox, The Four, Battle for Stardom continues. That's at 8 o'clock. And, gosh, you know, otherwise it's pretty slim pickings. There's a few other shows. Southern Charm is new on Bravo tonight. That's kind of fun if you like these kind of redo shows. Cash Cab is new on Game Show Network. That's new at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. And there's a brand new Family Feud at 10, so you can check that out on Game Show Network. Otherwise, my pick is Jersey Shore and X on the Beach. MTV starts at 8, brand new tonight.
All right, something to look forward to coming next week. We speculated this would happen when it was learned that Paul McCartney was hanging around with James Corden, and it's coming true. McCartney is joining Carpool Karaoke because Corden asked him to, and because very popular. Not a bad thing. Music royalty, in a manner of speaking. Corden said, "I can't wait for you all to see this. It was a day that will live with me forever." There's a lot of teasing going on Twitter. Reports that Sir Paul is going to slide into the left-hand passenger seat for a round of Carpool Karaoke. Can you imagine what they'd be singing? How about they sing silly love songs? I'm
certainly
fascinated.
Have a lot to choose from.
Yeah. Corden masters the songs, though. He knows all the songs of all the people that he brings into the car with him.
And he's a great singer.
He is. He's got a nice voice. He's got a nice way about it. I just find him very appealing.
His harmonies are incredible.
Yeah. So McCartney gets Carden.
He'll sing some Lennon-esque harmonies with Paul McCartney if they do Beatles stuff. It's going to be great.
Well, they drive around Liverpool. That's where they do the Carpool Karaoke. So that's kind of cool. So over the summer, this ought to be interesting. He's got other English actors and people that are connected to Europe. He's got overseas, let's see here, other guests on this overseas trip this summer. Chris Pratt, that's interesting. Damien, Chris Pratt. Does he sing? These people all must be...
No. These are just regular guests that he's hosting while he's over there.
Over there, okay.
They may sing, but...
Yeah. Damian Lewis, who's the star of Billions, amongst other things. J.J. Abrams, Ruth Wilson, Cher, Kate Blanchett, Orlando Bloom. That's a neat... He's a neat guy. If you enjoy this sort of thing, like his personality. I wish he wasn't well. Is he aiming for something? Because he only has a couple of million viewers for that late night show. Should he be doing other things? Does his future look bright? I'd say yes if I were a betting person. 29 past the hour.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump reflecting on his historic summit with North Korea's leader, responding to critics who say the agreement the two leaders signed does not ensure that the North will get rid of its nuclear weapons and that Trump is being played by Kim Jong-un. The president says,
Chairman Kim wants to resolve the problem because he knew that we weren't playing around. I wasn't playing around. He's not playing around. We have a very, I really say, for a fairly short-term relationship because it was unbelievably hostile. I think we have a very good relationship. We understand each other.
the president speaking on Fox News. In Colorado, the 416 fire still raging, just 15% contained. Nearly 1,400 homes north of Durango already evacuated, and the weather conditions are certainly not favorable to the firefighting efforts. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro One G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now 34 after the hour here on the Thursday DJV program. Let me introduce you, please, to the beauty of Jennifer Horn, the beauty of Victoria Keevan, the beauty of Kara Schillen. The beauty is that they are intelligent, they have something to say, and people like listening to their thoughtfulness. And so I celebrate that with you. Lots of other things. It's always a good reason to celebrate today. For example, it's National Flag Day, June 14th. Honoring Old Glory. This day commemorates the adoption of the flag June 14th, 1777. Betsy Ross, given credit for putting together, stitching together the first flag. There isn't any sound evidence supporting that. It's just a good story, like a lot of other stories, like Washington chopped down the cherry tree and all that other stuff. During the Revolutionary War, Ms. Ross, well, I think there are several standards that were around at the time. Red and white stripes, a lot of symbols where the blue field was behind the stars, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Since 1777, the design of the flag has been officially modified 26 times. For 47 years, the 48-star flag was in effect I remember saluting a 48-star flag when I was a kid. 1959, the 49-star version became official. President Eisenhower ordered the 50-star flag on August 21st, 1959. And why would that have been, ladies? What happened on that date?
We added another state.
Yes, we did. What state was that?
Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hawaii, Hawaii, Hawaii. So, Flag Day. 1916 was the first Flag Day. It's very cool. I like the flag. I think it's an interesting symbol. All countries have. Who do you suppose?
Do you
was
think it's related
birthday?
That today is President Trump's birthday?
No. But
come on, you believe in
birthday.
Synchronicity? Come on.
Yeah. Nah, I don't believe in that. No. But happy birthday to President Trump. But I don't think it's. Well, you think his mother and father got together and decided to make hoochie coo so that
they
Donald
just
would be born?
Knew.
Oh, they did. Okay. Well, there's some of that. Yeah, some of that for sure. All right. So there we have it, ladies and gentlemen, the story of Flag Day, something for us all to celebrate today. It's sort of an interesting way to get ourselves into summer. You know, we're 1 week away, Jennifer, from the first day of summertime, summertime. And as summertime comes along, there's an exciting new magazine being published. I don't know if you've seen it or not. It's called Weeder's Digest for people with green thumbs or other related ailments. Here's what you'll see, Victoria, in the first issue. One of the stories is they died with their roots on. The factual story of the night of a cat going berserk and eating a window box full of pansies. Let's see here. There's also an article called Potted Plants. No holds barred story of alcoholic plants that will only grow when you give them rum. And then there's what? You don't think you'd want to read this magazine?
From Weeder's Digest? Go ahead.
Yeah. No, you're mocking.
I thought it was going to be something exciting about, like, weed. I thought it was Weeder's Digest, about marijuana.
That could be the modern day.
That's a lot more exciting.
Yes, okay. All right. Summertime, the war on lemonade stands continues as we get into summertime. It's pretty outrageous. Children wanting to set up their own lemonade stands, facing increasing scrutiny from local authorities across the country. Because they don't have permits. How stupid is this? Here's an example. A couple of brothers in Denver selling lemonade for charity saw their stand get shut down because they didn't have a permit. In Texas, a couple of sisters set up a lemonade stand to raise money for a Father's Day present for the dad. They were shut down, fined for not having a permit from the health department. And in Maryland, Kara, fines for permitless stands have reached $500. Children outside the country getting in trouble for selling lemonade. Girl from London fined £150. Country Time Lemonade creating a team to help pay the fines and permits for children who want to run their own lemonade stands. And in the spirit of the drink's name, they're calling their initiative Legal Aid. Get it?
Mm-hmm.
Lemonade, Legal Aid. The group will cover fees up to $300 for stands that are fined last year or this year. To apply for reimbursement, parents or guardians can upload a picture of their children, their permit or fine, to Legal Aid's website. Team is going to spend $60,000. They get $60,000 set aside. What is wrong with our country? What's wrong with this picture?
Do you need a permit? So if you're on your own property, then you don't need a permit, right? Or do you?
Why do you need a permit to sell lemonade, for God's sakes?
Well, yeah, that's stupid.
No right. matter what, who it is, where it is.
But, like, is it like a garage sale? Do you need a permit for that, if it's on your property?
And not where I am, you don't. But,
you don't need
No. Who knows? But we've gone permit crazy. All these people
There's
want to do is charge money.
Between a kid's lemonade stand and a garage sale, and then there's a difference between someone who's operating a full-fledged business out of their place.
I just hear these stories
about these kids getting shut down by police officers, it's ridiculous.
You got nothing better to do, you flat-footed boobs? Go away. Leave them alone. And who is it that sends you there in the first place to do your bidding?
Who's complaining?
Yeah.
Those kids.
Yeah.
I get it. Single weekend, and it's causing a nuisance. But if it's like a one-off where a kid goes, "Oh, I'm going to earn $5 today and sell some lemonade," come on.
It goes with what's going on in the country, and it goes with what I talked about in the last half hour of the different way of thinking that seems to be more prevalent today, no matter what your age and circumstance. Who is it? Who's the first one who said we ought to shut down lemonade stands? What's going on in that person's mind that you think that you're so important that you need to do that? It's intolerable, insufferable, and man, is it annoying. All right, let's change our focus from that sort of summer story to the happiest seaside towns. You want to plan your visit? I'm going to go to Martha's Vineyard on Saturday morning on the first flight out at 7 o'clock. I'm going to meet a friend, spend part of the day there. I love Martha's Vineyard, love Nantucket. I don't know why I did that after making... Listen to this. This is how silly I am, or silly people are. So I'm thinking, okay, I get there faster if I fly down. So I'll drive into the airport at 6 o'clock, I'll catch the plane at 7, and I'll
How long of a
there.
Flight is that? Is that like 15 minutes?
Yeah, 15 minutes, that's it.
Oh, my God.
But it's $300.
Really, plane is a better
it's
question.
It's a little puddle jumper plane. It costs $300 to go round trip.
Because I fly to Nantucket from New York, and it's like 40 minutes. So
yeah,
it must be.
Right.
It must,
yeah,
that's just
15 minutes. Yeah, it's,
couldn't you just take the ferry?
Well... I found out I had to do this yesterday at midday, and so I made the reservation quickly. And then last night I was talking to one of the guys on the farm, and I said, I'm not going to be around on Saturday morning because I'm going to go down. Oh, are you going to take the ferry? And I thought to myself, no, because I'm thinking it'll take longer. But then I examined it. So I have to go. It's by the time I get out of the house, go to the airport, stand in line, get on the plane, it's 3 hours. I can drive down to the Cape and get on the boat and take the boat over to Nantucket. It costs $4 and it takes 2 hours and 40 minutes. So I'd save 20 minutes and I would have saved, it cost $8 round trip to take the ferry versus $300 to take the plane. What's wrong with this picture? That's what happens when you do things too quickly.
Right, this is kind of like that when you're saying my thumb or my finger's really swollen, and I said just put some ice on it, and it's sort of like just common sense 101, like page one of common sense book. It's like this is another one.
You're suggesting
you
I have no common
us.
Sense? Is that
well, sometimes you sometimes you don't. So I think you should have checked with us.
All right.
But enjoy that $300.
Yeah. I know, right?
I can go to California for God's sake for less than $300. Hey.
That's right.
And you all right, here's a new book.
You wouldn't have to fly in a puddle jumper.
Ugh. That's right. Blue Mind is the name of a book. The science
wait,
that shows...
Hang on 1 second. I know you were starting to talk about Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard, but we didn't actually talk about the story, which was the seaside towns in America.
I'm doing that right now.
Okay.
I'm looking at this book, Blue Mind, the surprising science that shows how being near, in, or on, or under the water can make you happier, healthier, more connected, and better at what you do. Focusing on the evidence that being close to water promotes mental health and happiness. I love being near the water. Most people do. Coastal Living magazine ranking the best small waterfront communities this year in their annual Happiest Seaside Town in America issue. Want to know what they are? Top 10. Ready?
Ready.
You can do the top. You want to use the big voice announcer? Kara, the top 10. Or Jennifer, you can be the big voice announcer.
I think we should just go through them.
Top, well, that may be what you think, but I like having a little drama.
Okay.
So here we go. Number 10, Jennifer, you want to do number 10 to number 1?
Number 10.
Wait a minute, that's an unenthusiastic number 10.
Number 10.
Number 10.
Don't critique my big voice announcer if you're
interested.
What you're
doing, wait a minute.
Don't we have movie
no.
guy, Kara, like, doing it?
A cabal.
Here's the reason why I suggested we just do the top 10 instead of saying the top 10 is this always happens every single time we do the top 10 and we never actually get to the story.
Spoiler alert.
Just saying.
Cannon Beach is number 10. Number 9.
Yeah.
In Bellport, New York.
Number 8.
Hampton Beach, New Hampshire. It's cool up there.
Number 7.
Cambria, California. I don't know where that is. Where is that?
Cambria.
Cambria, that's
just by Hearst Castle, it's Central Coast.
Oh, okay, all right.
It's beautiful. Number 6.
Anna Maria, Florida. Don't know where that is either.
It's number 5.
Bluffton, South Carolina.
Do you know where that one is?
Yeah, it's in South Carolina.
Okay. Number four.
Vero Beach, WTTV. Hello, boys and girls down in Vero Beach. Yep.
Number three.
Cape Charles, Virginia.
Number two.
I'm not asking Karen any more questions. Oh, she doesn't make fun of me. Number two.
Number two.
Traverse City, Michigan. Huh?
That's where they have the Cherry Festival.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It must be on the
love
shore.
Love it. It's fun
Lake
to do
Superior.
The Cherry Festival. I went a long time ago. And number one.
Okay. Number one, Jersey Shore. How about that, Victoria?
Well, it's not my town. It's what town is it?
How about Ocean City?
Yeah. The Jersey Shore is the entire length of the state, so you can't just say the Jersey Shore. Because believe me, parts of the Jersey Shore would not make this list.
You guys ruined that whole bit. Okay.
You clearly ruined it.
Sports news. Where's the theme, or am I going to have to sing my way through that, too?
Oh, boy.
Victoria.
Yes.
The Caps are looking for a visit to the White House.
They are.
Number one.
Okay.
Well, yes, now that the Caps have made their triumphant trek through the streets and bars of Washington, D.C., and the next logical step would be to visit the White House, and although President Trump has yet to offer an official invitation, many of the players told the Washington Post that they actually want to go. Brooks Orpik said, I know from past experiences it's a really cool experience, and he went there with the 2009 Pittsburgh Penguins when they won the Cup. He said, you go there for 3 or 4 hours. For me, it's a really cool celebration with your team, celebrating a championship. He needs a thesaurus. Team captain Alex Ovechkin says he's looking forward to it. He said, I can't wait. I've never been there. I've only taken pictures around it. It will be fun. And another Russian teammate that I can't pronounce his last name, he also said he wants to go. He said, we can see the president, even if it's not the president of my country, but still, for me, it's a big privilege. And Canadian Jay Beagle said that the whole team will decide if they want to go, but it looks like everybody is in. He said, I'll go. I'm definitely in. So, President Trump, it's on you. You just need to issue the invite, and the Capitals will be there.
They'll be there.
They've already partied with Jared and Ivanka, so why not?
Why not?
Yeah, he made a comment that they would be invited, I think. He right after they won, when he sent out a congratulatory tweet to them.
All right, let's go to Los Angeles, where a former Ram got a big payday, Jen.
Yeah, this story's pretty crazy. The Los Angeles Rams will pay former NFL running back Reggie Bush $12 million after a jury ruled in his favor. Reggie Bush suffered a severe knee injury in 2015 at the Edward Jones Dome, and so he filed a lawsuit against the team in 2016. The Rams were ordered to pay him $4.95 million in the compensatory.
Compensatory.
Thank you.
That's how I read hashtags sometimes. I have a disorder.
That's how I came out. I'm like, what? In damages, as Porky Pig would say, and $7.5 million in punitive damages after being found 100% liable. Injuries are a common occurrence in the NFL. Bush's back injury came as a result of an unsafe surface at the Dome, which is why he got to sue. He was a member of the San Francisco 49ers, and he slipped on a concrete surface after being pushed out of bounds on a punt return. The team recovered the concrete with the slip-resistant surface 2 weeks later, but the Rams no longer play in the stadium because they've moved to Los Angeles following the 2015 season. However, that liability is still there. Reggie Bush returned to the field in 2016 but finished the season with -3 rushing yards on 12 carries as a member of the Bills. He didn't play in 2017. He officially retired in December, but he's getting a payday today.
Uh-huh. All right. Stay tuned. There will be more, I guarantee you, of the world and other places with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug. It's 10 before the hour now on the DJV Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
After the hour, I'm always pleased to introduce this portion of the program, well, all the portions of the program, but Victoria Keelan able to demonstrate her technology knowledge with a couple of things in Tech Talk. Microsoft. Let's see. I have Microsoft Office.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to change about this? I'm just getting used to this program now. What am I going to have to
Well, it's nothing without? Major. It's nothing major, but people who use Microsoft Office, which is a lot of people, are very excited about the changes that are going to be rolling out. They've actually kind of streamlined how it looks, and I was looking at some of the testing, the beta testing of it yesterday. It looks a lot better. It used to have a very cluttered control bar up at the top, and so Microsoft calls it a ribbon, and so now that's been slimmed down. It's just one line. And the same new bar will also appear in Microsoft Outlook, which is also a mail service that a lot of people use. That's going to be rolling out next month. Microsoft is holding off on slimming down PowerPoint, Excel, and other Office 365 apps. They're still doing research on how to make them a little more efficient and how to make them look better. But Outlook search function, this is very cool. If you're in Microsoft Outlook, which controls all of your email, the search function will now suggest more kinds of results, including commands and contacts. So it's actually even going to populate with suggestions before you start typing based on what you've been working for. So now this is an example of artificial intelligence and algorithms and things like that helping you move along faster in the application based on what you've been working on. Almost like, you know, you talk, Doug, about like cookies, you know, when you shop for something and then all of a sudden the ads for that thing is always there. It's very very similar. That's a similar kind of technology. So it's going to be really helpful for Outlook. And they've even redesigned the icons. They've got new colors, a little more contrast, makes the screen easier to look to, you know, to read. And Microsoft Word will be the first of the Office package to get the makeover. But eventually, all the Office icons will get a fresh coat of paint by the end of the summer. And even though Microsoft is focused on the subscription-based Office 365, Microsoft still makes the old-fashioned version. Office 2019 is also due out later this year. The classic Office won't change, and it doesn't update regularly because it's free. And but they have 31 million consumer customers and 135 million commercial clients for Office 365. So they based a lot of these changes on feedback from when they sending out surveys and things like that. 800 million people are using standard Microsoft Office. That's a lot of people. So
very interesting.
Yeah, these are some good changes that they're making.
The cookies that they have in here. I go to a lot of metaphysical sites, and in the last day or two, I've gotten more stuff from the Chopra Center, enough to choke a horse. Chopra and choking, all of these things that come from people. There's a new way of thinking called Naoism that I never heard of before, but it's all because I'm looking for things like that. I find it fascinating. All right, let's see if we can sync all of our Apple reading and messaging devices through the cloud. Here's the information on how you can do that, in fact.
The Geek Out. For users that live in the Apple ecosystem, you can now opt to sync all of your different devices for reading and sending messages via the cloud. Now, previously, this was a janky process that meant if you wanted to delete a text on one device, it still would show up on another. But by basing everything in the cloud, now that improves immediately. But there are cons to consider. Messaging will also now eat up space in your iCloud account, which is already an issue for many Apple users, and it means your content will reside on an Apple server and not just exclusively on your device. Flipping messages to the cloud is an opt-in feature. You don't have to do it. But if you're interested, we've posted links on details and how to activate it on our Twitter account, @TheGeekOut.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, this is good news. I'm glad to see this happening. Amazon forced the city of Seattle to overturn that outrageous corporate head tax they had introduced, so good for them. How's that going to work?
Yes. Yep. So the in Seattle, they basically any company that makes more than $20 million a year would have to pay a $275 tax per employee per year. And that was the reason Seattle, the city of Seattle, wanted to do this is because that money was going to combat homelessness, which is has seen a 4% rise in Seattle. And but Amazon and Starbucks and other large firms that would have been affected by this, they all fought back and said this was not the way to fix the problem, and it's certainly not fair to tax companies that have already hired local people. They're supporting the local economy. It was a stupid idea, so they have rolled that back, which is kind of interesting. It passed unanimously, but then they rolled it back pretty quickly. So the power of Amazon again.
Yeah, well, good for them. It's not a bad thing. 59 past the hour. This is the DJV show.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.